391-2608 today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We return with more from Clifford Cliff, the International Director of MUFON, Mutual UFO Network. Your co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast, of course, and return to the cornfield in Tennessee, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
So Chase figured this was a Category 1 because it was lights in the sky type thing. But after this guy called the third time, she decided, well, I better go. So she got another field investigator. They met with the guy in the evening. They went out to the cornfield. Corn was probably just been planted. It was last spring. And we just now have got the information. That's why it's just being told, all of the information. And Chase said, well, okay. So they went out and loaded up in this pickup. And they drove out to the field. And she has all the infrared equipment, infrared camcorders and digital cameras and magnetometers and gravitometers and Geiger counters and all battery run. So she was setting all this stuff up, and just as they were getting it set up, farmer says, well, here they come. And then they start seeing these lights. One of the lights came, got bigger and bigger and came over. It was a triangle that came over the top of them about 500 feet, somewhere in that neighborhood. And she wanted to get pictures of it, so she ran for the cameras, and all the batteries are dead in all of the equipment that they had, which is not uncommon for a close encounter.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. So the object was very silent, and then it just took off I don't know which direction, but it just took off. So they thought, well, let's start loading up our stuff because it looked like they're gone for the night. Chase said she had this overwhelming sense of fear come over her, as if somebody was watching her, there was something very fearful and frightening to her. And as they're going toward the pickup, the farmer turned around and looked back at the area and shined his light, and there within 10 feet of him was this being that was about 3 foot tall, standing there looking at him. All three of them had this horrible sense of fear and dread, which is, you know, I'd be scared, but I wouldn't have this sense of dread that Chase feels like she had in this situation and the other two. So they threw the stuff in the back of the pickup and took off, and they broke out in hysterical laughter, which is not uncommon through fear. And then about 10 minutes later, they thought, uh-oh, we're investigators. We better go back because the sense of dread and fear left. So they went back. They couldn't find anything or any beings there, but the lights were then over in some trees on the other side of the field, moving around through the trees. Now, I personally would have a difficult time believing this if it were one person. When you have three people and one person who is probably one of the top investigators for MUFON involved in this, we usually are after the fact, not during the event. This was very exciting for us. So that's the one that probably is the best Cat 3 that we've had in the past 6-8 months. We had one just a week or so ago in Florida where a police officer just came home from vacation and was letting his dog out in the backyard. And as he opened the door, this orange object was sitting in his backyard and went flying up out of into the sky real quick, left trace elements. We're working on that one. I just saw the pictures this morning of the event where the event happened in the backyard. This was pretty very exciting event. And we made a grid of the area, or the investigators made a grid of the area, took samples. The samples have been submitted to our labs for analysis, and we have there now appears to have been two objects that were there in the yard. So those are what our Cat 3s are about. And these are the ones that are really exciting and ones we like to be able to investigate.
Now, before we get into some more of those case histories, maybe tell us overall, does MUFON have a specific corporate organizational opinion as to what UFOs are?
We believe that, yes, they are something from not of this world. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so you're saying another planet, another dimension, another time, what?
Yes. There is strong evidence. Jacques Vallée believes that they're interdimensional, and there are others that believe that. I don't know that they are, and I don't know that they aren't. There is strong evidence that they may be interdimensional.
What do you consider the strong evidence about interdimensional as opposed to interplanetary or interstellar?
Well, I think they're all the same. I think they're interplanetary with interdimensional capabilities. What does interdimensional mean? The definition of that word has me stumped because there are so many different opinions as to what interdimensional means. Some people believe interdimensional means it's a parallel universe. Some people mean that it's associated with time travel. So until I can have a definite definition as to what interdimensional means, I don't know what to say other than the fact that we have evidence of people, of multiple witnesses, watching a UFO within 500 feet, within 200 feet, seeing a gray metallic object, and then it just disappears.
All right, now expanding that here, what about some of the other events that seem to occur in regions where UFOs are frequently seen? We're talking about Bigfoot, strange creatures of that nature, poltergeist phenomena, all sorts of events. Do you feel they're related as part of one thing, or just, well, if you're exploring one particular event, there's always something else to look at wherever you go?
Yeah, there does seem to be evidence that the poltergeist, the Bigfoot, and crop circles, mutilations, all have an association with the UFO phenomenon. And to what extent, Gene and Chris, that is so difficult for us where we are mentally and spiritually right now to understand. Us meaning our civilization, our culture. Doesn't mean they don't exist. It just means that maybe they do, maybe they don't, but whatever it is, it's a very difficult understanding for us.
So in other words, you do see some sort of correlation or relationship potentially,
yes,
between these divergent different phenomena.
Yes, I do.
That's interesting because that's kind of a departure from MUFON. That's not always been the case there.
Well, there are some members of our board that are nuts and bolts. There are some members of our board that are maybe more open. I think we are leaning more toward these other aspects of the UFO phenomenon because evidence and research appears to be indicating that. So
Bravo.
I
applaud that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're willing to look further into this mystery, look at other possibilities that the UFO enigma is a lot more complicated. What about window areas that seem to attract more paranormal events? What do you think about those?
Yeah, there does seem to be portals of activity. The Skinwalker Ranch in Utah that Bigelow owns, scientific research done there, pictures taken of what appear to be portals and into another dimension.
Before we go into the dimension of sponsors saying, where's my message? Where's my message? You hear that conveyed psychically. Clifford Clift, International Director of MUFON, joins us. If you'd like to get involved in discussions about the PowerCast, we invite you to join our forums, forum.powercast.com. That's forum.powercast.com. All you have to do to sign up is give yourself a unique username. You can't use Gene Steinberg because I took that already, but you can pick a name, and then you can get involved in the discussions. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, this is Tamar from Namecheap. We're a domain name and web hosting company, and we really care about our customers. With domain name purchases, Namecheap offers free SSL and free WhoisGuard for a year to protect your identity from spammers. Most importantly, we care about you. If you'd like to learn more, please visit us at radio.namecheap.com, radio.namecheap.com for web hosting and domain name specials. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Namecheap or become a fan of ours on Facebook at facebook.com/Namecheap. See you online.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
We return with Clifford Cliff, International Director of MUFON. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. And we're exploring what appears to be an expansion, a very big expansion of the coverage of MUFON. Now, here's an important thing to bring up. The organization started in 1969, which means you've been around now for what, 41 years?
Yep, 41, approaching 42, that's correct.
Okay, after 41 years, you've been investigating UFOs, trying to figure out what's going on. Do you think you've learned anything yet?
Definitive that they are from the Pleiades or from Zeta Reticuli or that they're from some other place? No. Do we know they exist? In my opinion, yes, they do exist, and they're not of this earth. I also believe that there are things that we do not understand about them, that is, they're so much further advanced than we are. And because of the research that we have done, the evidence we have collected, there is such a strong indication that they are interplanetary vehicles of some type that, yes, I think that do we have a captured UFO in our museum? No. Do we have parts of it? Possibly. There are some evidence that material that we have had analyzed that couldn't possibly have been made on Earth at the time that it was they were discovered. Trace evidence such as the 3,000 cases Ted Phillips has reviewed have indicated very strongly that these are physical craft.
Now, I want to ask you about something that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, let's get back to the window areas.
Areas. I'm going to hit one, and of course Chris is going to hit some others. Crop circles. Now, we had Mark Pilkington on the show, author of this book called Mirage Men, and he claims to be, I guess, one of the people behind crop circles. The crop circles, in large part, are done by Earth people, not under alien control. Do you disagree?
No, I agree that many of them are hoaxes, but you can't, there's not enough people to make hundreds of them every year, maybe thousands across the Earth, that have the capability of making the intricate designs that are involved with some of the crop circles. Nancy Talbot from the BLT Institute told me one time that she has discovered that with crop circles, the center of the circle of the ones that are not hoaxed is offset from the center, which is very difficult for somebody to do. If you're going to make a circle, you have to start in the center. But the ones that haven't been hoaxed seem to not have the center of a circle in the center. We had one group of people. A pilot was taking off in England, and he got to the end of the runway early in the morning, and there was a rapeseed field at the end of the runway, and he took off, and he noticed how pretty it was and the early morning light. He flew around for about half hour, an hour, and came back and landed. Wind had changed, so he landed the same way he had taken off. And there was this extremely intricate crop circle at the end of the runway. Well, now, hoaxer's not going to be able to do that, not in an hour. We have had people, engineering companies, look at some of the crop circles and ask if they could duplicate that. And they said, yeah, if we work 24 hours a day for 2 weeks, we can duplicate it. Now, when you get that kind of information, there's not going to be some guys from the bar going out at midnight and tromping around in a field and making a crop circle that intricate and that neat. Now, how it was made, we don't know. Seems to be electromagnetic aspect of something. But we do feel that they are involved with the UFO phenomenon.
Well, I've heard someone pretty high up in the Rockefeller organization mention to me as an aside that they couldn't believe that that Lawrence was into crop circles because you and I, Chris, both know that this is British intelligence doing this from space. And I said, we do. And he says, oh, yeah, come on. You didn't know that?
Yeah.
He made it sound so matter of fact. And I said, well, wait a minute. What about atmospheric lensing? How do you do something like that? You know, through miles and miles of thick air. He goes, oh, they've got the capabilities to totally negate that. I said, well, okay, whatever. I've never heard that one before. But
yeah, well, they must do it in Russia and the U.S. and Germany and other countries, too. It might be a little bit.
Yeah, but most of your real complicated design, you know, 99% of them are done in England, where they've had more time to practice. I want to get back to the whole idea of window areas. You made a very intriguing comment that the scientists at the Bigelow Ranch in Utah had photographed one of these portals Now, that's news to me. I'd like for you to amplify on that a little bit. Have you seen this photograph?
That's about all I can do is just report. Have you read the book Skinwalker?
I was the first investigator up there.
You were?
Yeah. And this is Chris. This is not Gene. Although I guess
Chris,
we do kind of
sound alike.
I'm
sorry. I'm getting you mixed up. Excuse me.
That's all right.
Everyone does that. They think we look alike, although there can be no larger difference between us. We are instantly recognizable. I can recognize Chris even though he's 120 miles away. I can see him right now.
I actually got to know Terry Sherman pretty well and was on the phone with him when some of the events that were reported in George and Colm's book were actually occurring, and including the event where the dogs ran out chasing after the blue light and ended up becoming grease piles. I was on the phone with him when that event happened.
Okay.
You made a very interesting comment that those scientists had photographed one of these portals. Do you know if Bigelow is ever going to publish 10 years' worth of data that they have been slowly accumulating up there? Has he ever talked to you about that?
No, but based on the information I know about him, I doubt if it will be reported. It will be released to the public.
What do you think about that? MUFON is like tries to be as transparent as possible, and yet here you're dealing with somebody who is so close to the vest that, you know, he might as well have his hand in his chest. What do you think about that? Do you think that the human race or the public has a right to know, or just because he's got a lot of money and can call the shots that's proprietary information? What are your feelings on that?
I do. I feel that if he spent the money and bought the material, then that's his. He can do with it as he wants. I don't agree with it, but I feel he has the right to do that.
Okay. What other window areas has MUFON identified or have you identified? What other areas around the country do you feel may even rate some sort of 24/7 sort of, I don't know, just kind of watching it 24/7? Are there any other areas?
We feel that they're, based on what Ted Phillips has done in Marley Woods in Missouri, that this could possibly be another portal area. The Native Americans on some of the reservation land feel that there are portals in the Southwest. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, but as far as definitive information, Gene and Chris, we do not have that type of information. The best information we have is from Skinwalker Ranch.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of this and questions from our listeners. In our next segment, we have Clifford Clift. He's the International Director of MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockaways, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, and I'm here to say a good word or two about the Paracast, which I believe is the gold standard of paranormal radio. Listen to it if you can.
We return. Clifford Clift is our guest from MUFON, and I mentioned earlier in the show that we had some of the state directors from MUFON early on in 2006 on the Paracast. Not so much lately. We're remedying that because we've had Mr. Clift's predecessor on the show, and now Clifford has come on the show. Now, there's one other aspect I want to bring up, and sometimes these things aren't things you want to mention, but there were reports, and maybe it's when James Carrion left the organization, and that is there were reports that there was some kind of shake-up or conflict within the MUFON structure. What can you say about that?
I can't say too much about it because there's not much that much to say. James left the organization in January of 2010. He was upset with the board of directors and the direction that we wanted to go. That's perfectly fine.
Okay, what was he upset about? What direction did you want to go into that he didn't go for?
I'm not going to talk about that. James is probably one of the finest field investigators, but his philosophy now appears to change to where his belief that the UFOs don't exist.
He's become a skeptic, as it were.
Thank you for saying that. He's become more skeptical, and that just didn't bode well with the direction that we need to go.
Well, you can't have a skeptic, or can you, as the head of the organization? Huh?
Oh yeah. Well, skeptics are important. I'm skeptical of many of the events, but when skepticism goes beyond the pale, then That doesn't bode well for MUFON.
Well, one of the things I noticed around the end of his tenure, going into his stepping down, that he seemed to be much more focused on secret military technology as being behind many of these sightings. Is that is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an important point too. Of the sightings that you've researched, the stuff that appears to be conventional, do you see evidence that maybe a fair number of secret military aircraft is being sighted? And I guess we point to Area 51 as a place where they might be tested.
Yes, we do think that there are a few of our sighting reports are definitely black ops military craft. And ones that probably, my opinion, have been back engineered from UFOs.
Well, what evidence do we have of that? Do we have any evidence at all, or is that just a suspicion?
Yes. We do feel that the UFOs have some type of anti-gravity technology, among other things. Jane's Aviation came out and said the B-2 bomber was... engines were not large enough to lift and maintain the craft in the manner in which it does work. There is belief now that there is anti-gravity technology used in the B-2 bomber, which requires electricity on the front leading edges of the wings. And beyond that, I am not engineer enough or scientist enough to elaborate.
But you're saying belief here. Are you talking about one person saying this, or can you show a consensus? This is not something that's part of public knowledge.
Right. Right. It's not public. Well, yes, it is, because it was printed in Jane's Aviation, so...
Okay, there's another issue, too, about so-called alien technology, maybe reverse engineering. And we get back to, of course, the book The Day After Roswell by...
Corso
and Bill Burns... And that's been very controversial. Certainly, we have a lot of people who don't believe anything in that book. They think it was just written because Corso wanted something to make some money for his family after he left this plane of existence, as it were. So are you saying that you accept the possibility that some reverse engineering of captured alien spacecraft has been involved?
Yes.
Corso. Now, is that an official MUFON?
That's not official.
That's your own personal belief. Okay.
That's my personal opinion. I thought you were asking me. I'm sorry.
Well, we're asking both. Just separate what you think is personal.
It's hard to separate, yes. I appreciate that.
Sure. Okay, so you feel that there has been this kind of reverse engineering. Here's one of the problems that, I've talked about on the Paracast and others, and that is, take, for example... an iPhone. And the reason we talk about an iPhone is we're recording this when they announced that Verizon Wireless in the USA will offer the iPhone beginning in February. Okay, fine and good. Now I take the iPhone and I go back to 1925 in my time machine, my handy little TARDIS or time machine or whatever, and I say, here, figure it out and build one like it. Reverse engineer it. They'd look at this thing. And even if they could make it turn on, assuming the battery wasn't spent, they wouldn't know what to do with it. So the question here, if we're confronted with technology that's 100 years ahead of us, would we even know what to do? How do we reverse engineer something that's so far beyond our technology?
You are exactly right, Gene. That is exactly right. And that's why the Roswell craft... that we believe was back engineered from that. That was taken, and back engineering was used from that. Okay, that was in 47. Well, if the technology is now just being discovered now in the last 5 to 10 years, maybe just keep going back and forth until you try to find a solution to it, is why it's taken so long. And we still probably don't know everything we need to know or have the capability of finding out.
So it's a question of plugging away and plugging away and plugging away, and maybe you can basically get some of the edges, scrape away the edges, get a little technology here and there, or at least get a few bits of inspiration, as it were.
Exactly. Yeah, that's, and I think that's what's happened over the years. I think it has just taken, and we still are not probably even close to doing what we need to do with the back engineering of these craft.
Okay, so you're saying also, since we're talking about back engineering, that there was a crash at Roswell, most likely, or somewhere else, other places. That's how these things were recovered?
Yes. Planes of Augusta, and then Roswell's just the biggest city. It didn't happen there. It was what, seven? There were two planes of Augusta, and then the one northwest of Roswell, about 75 miles on the Brazil, where Brazil was.
Well, we say Roswell because it's a generic term saying
right.
It happened in the vicinity of Roswell, and when you're in the desert, well, 75 miles is in the vicinity. What about something like Aztec? Do you find any authenticity with that?
I really, personally, I believe that there is something to that. I think the radar technology that has been, and bases that have been discovered in that area, they were using radar that they had way overpowered, and this is a possibility of how it crippled that craft that landed at Aztec. The people that witnesses to that event have come forward and indicated that it did happen, that they were there. So I have no reason to not believe that it was, that it didn't, that it happened. I think it did.
Well, we have the book, by the way, by Scott Ramsey that he's been working on for a number of years. And we've had him on the show a couple of times with Frank Warren, another person who has investigated Roswell and Aztec. And just to bring you listeners up to date, Scott says that, you know, he's looking at the proofs of the book, and he hopes that sometime spring of this year, perhaps, we'll get to see the book. And when we get to see the book, we'll have Scott on, maybe someone who doesn't believe in Aztec, such as Kevin Randall. Put them together and try to find the facts from this story to see what's going on. Try and nail it down. We'll really try to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Clifford Clift, the International Director of MUFON. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt.
Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
We return with Chris O'Brien as the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast with Clifford Clift, the International Director of MUFON. Chris, we have a few questions that our listeners have posed with regard to MUFON, and Clifford, could you dig them up and mention them?
Yeah, actually, we did get the thread up a little late, so we only have one person that really took us up on our request for questions. Let me just double check here. Yeah, and that's Wickerman 1972. And he says, you probably won't ask one of my questions, but I'll ask that one second. But the first one concerns the Black Vault and John Greenwald. He's been putting up digital copies of the MUFON Journal up through 2008. Are you planning on putting up the last 2 years' worth of journals?
We probably will put them up on our own site. We have a new website, and we have all of the previous journals on there, and we have the new ones and the proceedings from the symposiums. We just have a lot of great information there.
Okay, that's excellent, because that is a very I think it's an important publication that anyone with an interest in the field should make use of that great resource, and that's really good that you're providing that and making it available to people after the fact. The other question has to do with the STAR team, and I'm not sure what what Wickerman's point is here, but he seems to not be too enamored with the Stan Romanek case, and his question is what credibility does MUFON's STAR team have when one of its members, he names Chuck Sikowski, is a Stan Romanek supporter? Now, the inference is that, the Romanek case is highly controversial, and, you know, to my knowledge, I think Chuck has come out very strongly as a supporter of Romanek, although there's plenty of controversy surrounding that case.
Exactly. Chuck Sikowski is a great investigator. He does a great job. And there are many people in Colorado who are devout followers of Romanek.
Devout being the operative word.
Yes, exactly. The thing that we found is that James Carrion and I personally went to Stan Romanek's place in Loveland and interviewed him for 5 hours about his events. He would not release names, places, and times to us because he was writing a book and his agent told him not to.
Well, that certainly helps investigators.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's...
So
yeah.
We asked him personally if we could be allowed to investigate his case. And we were told no. So based on that information, I have nothing to say about what we MUFON stands for in that situation. We don't have enough evidence because we're not allowed to investigate it. Now, we investigate public events, but UFO events, but we don't investigate where people don't want us to.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that he's put a lid on that because, well, I'll tell you, if there's ever been a case that's too good to be true, it's the Stan Romanek case. I've been following it for since 2000, and there are some very interesting elements to that case. I'll be the first to admit that, but then there's all the other stuff, which...
Well, I heard now that he's decided that he believes he's been abducted, so...
Well, that was pretty predictable.
It keeps moving on.
It's a traveling case, like the traveling Wilburys. We have the traveling Romanek.
Yes.
Okay, I have another question I'm going to relate to you, and maybe you can confirm or deny this. George Filer, Eastern Regional Director of MUFON, supposedly he's begun to accept the Billy Meyer contacts. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I have, and no, it's not the truth.
Okay.
That has been distorted. What is?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
What is the guy's name? Michael.
Michael Horn.
Yes,
Michael Horn.
He who shall not be named. That's how we refer to him in the Paracast. So it is he who shall not be named, and maybe we should refer to him in brief as shall not. So
yes.
Has been spreading this, right?
Yes, shall not. Contacted George Filer and sent him some pictures of the UFO, Billy Meyer's UFOs. And George indicated, says, well, there's one of these that looks really pretty interesting. And whoever the other person is, sent him the information.
Shall not send that information, but he does.
Yes, shall not spun that information as George Filer supports his information. Duh.
Oh.
George called and apologized to me and to all of MUFON. He says, that's not what I said.
Oh, my.
So, half-truths to me are lies. And so that's kind of where we're at with that.
Let me ask you a generic question then. And, you know, there's some things behind it, but I'll ask it generically. Okay, if you have someone who is an official of MUFON in any respect, and there are questions about their character and background, do you act immediately to get rid of them, to investigate, something like that?
Yes. We have changed this, but currently anybody who wants to become a field investigator has to have a background check. And to check for criminals' activities, because we don't want to send an investigator out there that might have been a child molester or something, thief, that type of thing. And very few people don't pass it, but we've had two or three that had criminal backgrounds, and we just didn't make them field investigators. So if we have a state director that is not following the guidelines of MUFON and seeing MUFON's best interest at heart, they can be removed too. It's all volunteers, so we have to keep track of that. We try to. Sometimes we don't get it done, but we try to.
Now, are there any specifically that you can mention that suddenly vanished from the MUFON roster because maybe they didn't pass some kind of test or some questions were raised about
them? No, there's nobody of name that I can mention because I don't know of any. But Joe Blow from Kokomo, if he applies for his field investigator, passes the test, and then sends in his authorization to do a credit or a background check, and we find out that he has just been released from prison and going back in for drinking or something, then that guy probably will not be accepted as a MUFON field investigator.
Now, the reason I bring that up, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but our listeners are asking, this gentleman from Pennsylvania who claims...
Butch Wachowski.
Yes. What's the story about him?
Well, the story is simply that in doing a background check, that it is of public record, so this is not something that is not of public knowledge. Anybody that wants to go to that area in Pennsylvania and look it up, they can do that. He has a court record, and we just at this point are not able to allow that type of personality to be a field investigator.
And we're not going to go into the record. We mentioned it last episode, the Paracast. We mentioned a couple episodes back, actually, what that was and what the claim was, and we'll leave it right there. Now, one of the things that Chris and I are going to want to talk to you about as we progress in the show are the demands for disclosure. Now, I guess in some ways we look at MUFON as kind of a successor to NICAP. And one of the missions of NICAP early on, when Major Kehoe took over from Townsend Brown, who founded the organization, was to use that actually to get congressional hearings to get disclosure of UFO reality. And now we have some organizations that, shall we say, are a little extreme in their approach to that. So what is MUFON's approach about disclosure? Can there be disclosure? Is there something to disclose?
That is really weird, because I just wrote my director's message for the MUFON Journal for February about this very thing.
You see, I saw it psychically.
Well, I guess. That's scary. So I can give you my opinion on that. I think disclosure is a good thing. I think that's something. I think their intent and their mission is good. Will it happen? No. How, after 40, 60 years, can the military or the U.S. government come out and say, well, we've been lying to you guys? They do.
You know, would you believe them, even if they said they were telling the truth?
Well, that's a good point. Good point.
That would make it very difficult. What is difficult, though, is when the time comes, sponsors say, you have to present our message because we pay the bills. And so we accede to their demands, and we cede a few moments to their attention. We have Clifford Cliff, the international director from MUFON. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.